Welcome back to another edition of the Just Swinging It podcast. My name is John Burrell, and we are going to be going over navigating macro markets with the trends, the top stocks, and a trader tip at the end of the episode. So, without further ado, let's get into our macro minutes segment. Now, starting with the VIX, the volatility on the S&P 500 is currently at 12.28. It is near the floor of where it was at pre-pandemic levels. So really becoming a floor there for volatility since we have been in the pandemic. So we will see if maybe we can get a jump in VIX here, especially with markets zooming to all-time highs. The trend level for VIX is 16.68, so it's still bearish trend, but it is hitting that floor that we've seen there over the last few years, so something to look out for. Moving on to the S&P 500, it is starting to get close to its all-time high. It's currently at $4,719. Trend is at $4,350. And the all-time high is right around $4,800. So it's less than $100 away from an all-time high in SPY. We've had a massive rally since the beginning of November till now getting towards the end of December. So I wouldn't be surprised of a pullback here near these levels. I don't think that we're going to continue higher to all-time highs just yet. I think that we're going to have a pullback. And then, you know, we could continue to see that. But with everything happening, I'm not too much of a fundamental trader. But I don't see us getting to all-time highs. If we do, I'll be very surprised. But that's the whole thing with staying with the trend. The trend is your friend. Don't forget that. But once again, trend level around 43.50. Currently at 47.19, so still bullish trend, charging towards all-time highs in the S&P 500. Moving over to the 10-year Treasury, the yield is currently at 3.92. Trend is at 4.1, so the yield is bearish trend. We have a bearish trend on the 10-year, so that's interesting. Looks like bonds could be an attractive buy here after we've had this massive sell-off in bonds. So we'll see what will happen next on interest rates. And speaking of interest rates, the Federal Reserve decided not to lower interest rates and to keep things flat. But however, they signaled for possibly lowering interest rates early to mid next year in 2024. Moving over to crude oil trend level is at $79.45. It's currently at $71.88. So it is bearish trend, and it has pretty much had a fall since the beginning of October to now. So bearish trend, curious to see where oil can go from here. Moving to gold. Now, we talked about gold and silver kind of moving in tandem there for a while, and silver maybe having a little bit more volatility, and we were seeing whether silver was going to get above trend. Well, it got above trend, and now gold and silver are both bullish trend. Gold is currently at 2036, and its trend is at 1935, so it's bullish trend. And silver currently is at $24.23, and its trend level is at $23.25. So bullish trend on both of those, a little bit more volatility in silver than in gold, but they are moving in the same direction here as of late. Moving to Bitcoin, it has had just an explosive rally from around the 26,000 area there that we've seen towards the middle of the year. It's currently at 41,000 on Bitcoin. Its trend level is at 32,000. So it is bullish trend, and it has had a massive rip from its previous base that it had set earlier this year And the market in Bitcoin and all high beta investments are very extended here to the upside. So looking for a pullback in a lot of these things. Bitcoin's already pulled back a little bit, but I could definitely see some more pullback in a lot of these things that have had drastic upside here in the last couple months. Moving on over to the CME Crypto 200 Index, it's bullish trend as well as Bitcoin. Its current price for the index is $843.76. Trend level is at $650. So it is well bullish trend on the Crypto 200 Index. Moving over to the Euro USD. Currently, it is bullish trend at 1.09. Trend is at 1.07. So bullish trend on the euro versus the dollar. Now, that concludes our macro minutes. And we are going to move on to the top traded stocks on Friday. The first top stock traded, or the number one top traded stock on Friday, was Uber. It's currently at a PE ratio of 118, almost 119. Its current closing price as of Friday is $61.86. The trend for Uber is at $44.58. And along with the broad market and crypto, it has had a massive rally here towards the end of the year since the beginning of November. So it's been straight up with hardly any pullbacks or red candles whatsoever with a very high PE ratio. I look for this to retrace some of its gains that it has had in the last couple of months. Moving to the second, Lucid Group. It doesn't have a PE ratio, probably not even profitable. It's at $4.77. It's our second most traded stock on Friday. It's bearish trend. Trend is at $6.75. And the current price is $4.77. Moving to Pfizer. Pfizer has a PE ratio, which is much more attractive. And our third top traded stock, or most traded stock on Friday, it's currently at $26.63. And trend is $35.50. So it's bearish trend, but its PE ratio is pretty attractive. But something to consider with that is that it had better earnings that it probably will have going forward just because of the pandemic boosted its earnings, and so earnings are projected to continue to fall based on its previous trailing 12 months. So the PE ratio doesn't always tell the bulk of the story, because you could have a PE ratio that is higher because the market is projecting its income to increase versus its current trading price, and so it would bring the PE ratio in line with, you know, make it make more sense. But with a low PE ratio, it can say that the market is expecting profits to decline and also make the PE ratio make more sense versus it being cheap. So the PE ratio isn't everything, but it is a good gauge of whether something is like way overvalued or not. And I would say a high PE ratio is more accurate than a low PE ratio. And with that, we will move on to our next top traded stock on Friday, which is Tesla. PE ratio is currently 82. It is at $253.50. Trend is at $232.81. So it's been kind of hovering back and forth between trend the last year, so we'll see where Tesla will end up. Moving on, Apple was heavily traded on Friday as well. Its PE ratio is 32. It's currently at $197.57. Trend for it is at $176.78. moving on to our next traded stock, and we actually had high volume and movement of stocks on Friday. So the volume of the stock market definitely increased on Friday. So we have a lot more stocks on the screener that I have for how many shares were traded for my filters. So I have filters, so I only get the top stocks that are traded, and it has to go over certain values. And we got a lot more than we're used to seeing the screener bring in. So we have a lot to go over here. Amazon, current PE ratio is 78.52. Amazon's price is at $149.97. And trend for it is at $129.52. Palantir Technologies, PE ratio of 260. Currently, the price is at $18.20, and trend is at $15. Moving on to Ford Motor Company. Ford has a PE ratio of 7.86. Ford is currently trading at $12, as well as trend is at 12.14. So it's actually had a big move up the last couple of days of trading on the stock market, and it is all the way up to trend level. So I would be looking to buy Ford if it crosses over $12.14, and I would stop myself out of it if it crossed under that. So that could be a good investment there. It has a low PE ratio, and the trend is starting to become your friend for Ford. Moving on over to Intel Corporation. Doesn't have a PE ratio on Yahoo Finance. It's currently at $46.16. And trend is at $36. So it is bullish trend, like a lot of other names that we have covered here. Bank of America, banking stock with everything going on with interest rates maybe affecting it. So its PE ratio is at 9.41. It's currently trading at $33.60. And trend for it is at $29.87. So it is bullish trend on Bank of America. Moving to Microsoft, its PE ratio is 35.89. It's currently trading at $370.73. Trend for Microsoft is at $327. So it is bullish trend on Microsoft as well, which makes sense. Neo doesn't have a PE ratio. It's at $7.98. And the trend for it is at $9.81. So it is bearish trend on Neo. Continuing on, AMD. Its PE ratio is at 1,265. Its current price is at $139.15. And it is bullish trend. Trend level being at 107 or 106.77 rather. AT&T PE ratio not available at this moment. It is currently at $16.52. And trend for it is at $16.10. So it is bullish trend. So just above trend there may be an attractive buy in AT&T. Rivian Automotive currently doesn't have PE ratio. Trading at $22.83. Trend for it is at $20.78. So it's barely above trend. May be an attractive buy here as long as it stays above trend. Alphabet Incorporated, also known as Google, PE ratio is 25.64, currently trading at $133.84. Trend is at $126, so it is bullish trend on Alphabet as well. A lot of stocks heavily traded on Friday. Rolling on with a PE ratio of 10, ExxonMobil Corporation. Trading at $100.90. Trend for this one is at $106.52. It is bearish trend, which makes makes sense because oil is also a bearish trend. Moving on to Marathon Digital Holdings. Currently doesn't have a P.E. ratio. Its price is $18.29. And it is bullish trend. Trend being at $11.50. And it has had a massive run higher as well. I'd look for a pullback to put a position on in there before I'd let it pull back before I'd make a position in that company. Moving on to SoFi Technologies, doesn't have a PE ratio available. It's at $9.35, and trend is at $7.66. It's had a little bit of a run, not as quite a big of a run as the other companies that we've covered, but it is bullish trend on it as well. Verizon Communications, P.E. ratio at 7.52, currently trading at $37.37. Trend is at $36.15, and it has had a little bit of a pullback here, and is bullish trend. Could be an attractive buy. Alphabet, again, I guess this must be the other shares. I know they have a couple different classes of shares. This is at $132.60. Currently, trend is at 125. NVIDIA, P.E. ratio of 64.50. Currently trading at $488.90. And trend is at $396.50. So it's bullish trend, and it has had a massive run as well. To end the segment of top stocks that was traded on Friday, P.E. ratio not available for this one, Plug Power, currently at $4.71, and it is bearish trend. Trend is at $8.94, so something that we would not be looking to buy here. It is very bearish trend with no P.E. ratio available. And that has concluded a very long segment of the top stocks traded on Friday. Next up, we have our trader tip. For our trader tip of the episode, we're going to talk about capital efficiency. Now, capital efficiency is how I like to look at leverage. Now, leverage is a double-edged sword. It can help you be more efficient and help boost returns on one side. On the other side, it can make you lose everything in your account and you blow up and become very sad. So how can we make leverage actually be capital efficiency instead of a downfall of your portfolio? Well, understanding leverage and how you should use it is very important. And so if you're looking at something that is low in volatility, like currency trading is very low in volume. So you can use leverage to improve the capital efficiency of that trade. Instead of putting up $100 for a currency trade and it only moving up or down a dollar, whether it go up a dollar or down a dollar, you can use $10 to represent the investment of $100. And so that $10 would only fluctuate $9 or to $11 from your $10 investment. So that's making your 10 work as hard as 100. Now, the reason this is important is because the currency doesn't move that much in relative to other currencies most of the time. So you can be more efficient by using less of your money to represent a much larger size that's notional. But you're not doing this just to take on more risk. You're doing this to be more efficient because you realize that this investment doesn't have a lot of volatility and you want to take advantage of this opportunity, but you don't want to tie up all of your money in something that's not going to produce that big of a return. And so $1 return or loss on $100 is only 1%, but a $1 win or loss on $10 is 10%. So you can make a low volatility investment opportunity have bigger percentage returns on the amount that you allocate it using capital efficiency, and use the other $90 to invest in other things that are attractive. So these are ways that you can increase your efficiency with your capital, but you don't want to just go all in with something that is high volatility and make it even more impactful on your portfolio. So use it very wisely to be able to boost returns in low volatility instruments and still have money to allocate to other investments. So that's been the trading tip of the episode. Thanks for joining, and we will see you guys next time.
The contents of this week's episode of the Just Swinging It podcast are for educational and entertainment purposes only. All persons are only given their opinions and are not to be considered financial advice. The Just Swinging It podcast isn't responsible for any financial actions you may take based on the conversations held on this show.